I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
Facial hair.
Nope.
I'm already drunk.
Good news, everybody.
We still hate white men.
Yeah, let's. Okay, great. Let's start.
No, go ahead. What were you going
to
say?
I was going to say, I am done hitting my thigh to cheat steps. Oh.
You've been hitting your thigh like 3 months.
Yeah, I'm aware.
I told you, you're going to get a tick.
I have it. I keep noticing myself being like, oh, wait, I don't need to do that anymore. I'm done.
Like 1 month, and I was like, you're going to give yourself a tick. You're just going to.
I have it.
Keep hitting your head and out of habit.
You're not wrong. That is exactly what has occurred. So, but I'm done. I'm finished. I made back my $70 and then some. So fuck you. You fucking fucks.
I love how you've cheated the system. Because I don't think that the Apple Watch will do that.
Mm.
Maybe I folded laundry for 2 days straight and I burnt all my calories.
Mm.
So I was like, I don't think it counted steps, but it counted as calories burnt for some reason. So maybe talking with your hands counts as calories burnt.
When we were in Disney in February, I was like looking at my thing and it told me that I had done bicycle or stationary cycle or something. And I was like, I did what now? That was me snow blowing. Doing the snow blower. So, I don't know. These things don't know exactly what they're talking about is my point.
I have to tell my watch that I'm walking or else it just counts the steps and not the quote unquote exercise unless my heart rate gets over a certain amount, which it never does. So like my 20 minute walk is always like, you exercised for 4 minutes. I'm like, thanks. So it must have been the 2 minutes I was dying. Because I tried to walk fast.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm done. I'm done with all that now.
Hurrah!
And we'll see how long it takes for my tick to go away.
I decided it's time to start watching Christmas movies already.
You did do that.
Yeah. Anine and I looked at each other a few days ago. I was like, I feel like it's time for Christmas movies. She was like, yes, please.
I mean, I picked tonight's film, Christmas Chronicle.
So we're going to start watching them.
I really love Kurt Russell Santa. I think
he is delightful.
He is a fucking delightful Santa.
All the Christmas movies are starting to load on Netflix too. So bring on the new movies.
They haven't told me. Like, I don't know if there's something wrong with my Netflix app or what, but it hasn't told me that I've watched them. They're reloading them, right? They loaded them off and now I'm loading them back on, some of them. And they aren't telling me that I watched them already. Listen, you bitch ass bitch, I watched these already.
Oh, if I favorite them and they load and unload, they will show back up in my favorites.
Hmm.
But I don't know about watched.
All right, so let's talk about White Men We Hate. Brand new.
White Men We Hate.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Still Elon Musk. That one, and here's the thing. Like, I picked him last week because he was a douche, but then he was a douche again this week, so I feel like I have to bring it up again.
Do it. We'll be our new Elon.
Fuck that guy, right? So he keeps on just being like, I'm paid in stock. I'm paid in stock. What, you want me to liquidate my stock? Listen, he does do things to have money, because if he only had stock,
he'd have zero cash, which means he couldn't buy anything.
There it is.
So he has to get cash somehow.
There it is. He does shady ass shit like that is allowed, right? Where it's like he does this and does this thing and that thing. So somebody explained it on Reddit and I was like, yeah. So he's doing this shady ass shit that totally shouldn't be allowed to be able to have money. And he's like, what? Should I liquidate my stock to pay taxes? Yes. I mean, yes, you dumb piece of fuck. Yes, that is exactly what we're saying. And then he also, you know, Bernie Sanders tweeted, you know, the rich need to pay their fair share. And Elon responded, I thought you were dead.
What a dickbag.
White men we hate.
Oh, there's that Italian journalist that Kelly posted about today. Ripping Greta. Was it Kelly? Ripping Greta a new one. But it was he was being generationist. Like, he was like, you don't know how hard it is when you cut off your own AC, your air conditioning, and you reduce your carbon footprint, then you can fucking protest. I was like, just shut up. You're being a fucking jerk.
Yeah.
Gen so we Z don't know who his protesting name is protesting because we done fucked up Aaron, and mm-hmm. now they have to pay the price. They have a right to be bitching about it.
They absolutely do. I have to tell you, I'm worried about Catherine and about Zelda and the world that they are walking into all the fucking time.
I questioned even reproducing.
Yeah. Because it's fucking terrifying.
Yeah. I was like, I don't want to bring up a child in this environment and leave them behind.
Like, the world is about to catch on fire and die. We have fucked up the like, we are in the middle of a huge mass extinction event, and people just fucking ignore that that is going on. It is the fifth mass extinction event and that we have proof of in the history of the world. And yeah, we caused it this time. We did this. So,
yeah. Hooray! Welcome to our podcast.
So we hate that. So we hate that guy.
We hate that Italian journalist.
That journalist for shitting on Greta, for caring about. I mean, why would you shit on someone for caring about the world? Hey, you guys, how about we don't destroy the world? Fuck you, little girl.
That's basically what Trump told her to do, too.
Truly. Yes. All right. And then my third white guy I hate, Kyle fucking Rittenhouse.
Yeah, he can suck a bag of dicks.
Yeah. He's definitely not going to prison.
No.
They are going to acquit him.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's why.
Because he's white.
No, I mean, yes. Yes, of course. Yes. I mean, if he was black, he would have definitely been brought up on weapons charges for sure also. But
or murdered on the spot.
Okay. So when in the court of law, we are talking about, like, was it self-defense? You're talking about the, you know, few seconds, less than a minute leading up to the situation, which I would agree that in that minuscule view that it was self-defense. However, what it doesn't look at is the whole picture and the choices that he made to get there.
Well, Maggie, wasn't he defending his home in the middle of a riot?
He crossed a state line.
What?
He crossed a state line.
He didn't even live there?
He didn't live in Wisconsin.
He went to a protest on purpose to shoot people?
I mean, yeah, he went to a protest. Okay, bring the right tool to the right job, right? How many times have you and I said that when we were talking about gun control, mm-hmm. right? Like, you don't need these, like, weapons of war because we're not in a war. You need something to defend your home if that's what you feel like you need. And you need something to shoot meat if you feel like you need that.
So, a shotgun, a rifle.
Handgun.
And a nice little semi-automatic handgun.
But, like, you don't need,
like a little 20 clipper.
You don't need a weapon of war.
I don't need an AR-15.
Nobody does. Because the point of those is to kill lots of humans quickly. That is the right tool for the right job. Do you need an Uzi? Do you need a tank?
Mm-hmm. I have a friend who is like, I think Kyle is a piece of shit. I think he should go to jail. However, the two people he killed were also pieces of shit. So it's a wash. And I'm like, ugh.
Okay.
But he didn't know they were pieces of shit.
They should be on trial for their crimes.
Yes.
In our justice system.
Correct.
And not dead at the hands of a teenager.
But he didn't know them.
Nope.
He didn't say, I'm going to go murder this pedophile and this wife beater.
Right.
That just happened to be things that they have done. Like, their killing was random.
Yeah. Well, they saw him.
That's not a good excuse.
I don't think they made great choices either. They saw him as an instigator, which I would too. Here's the thing. Anytime I've seen anybody open carry, I U-turn and I go in the opposite fucking direction.
What?
Yeah. Because I don't feel safe. I don't know a goddamn thing about that person.
Don't ever go to Texas, man.
I mean, if it's holstered, but yeah. Like,
it's holstered there.
Most of the people in Texas, like, okay, fine. But like,
they wear their guns.
Right. But I've seen people with, like, semi-automatics or shotguns, like, strapped to themselves. And I'm like, this is a Walmart, ma'am. Like,
ma'am, this is a Walmart.
I saw a kid with a gun in his pants on South University, and I am telling you that I fucking went the other direction. Mm-hmm. If it is hunting season in Michigan and some guy has a shotgun on him, I don't give a shit. If I saw people out there with their deer hunting rifles, I don't give a shit. That's fine, because I know what you think you're doing. But when somebody has a handgun on a college campus,
just shoved into his belt,
or somebody has a like very large gun at a store, I don't know what the fuck you think you're doing, right? Like, that's the huge difference. It is deer season right now. If I see the people with their deer hunting rifles, I'm going to just be like, "Yep, it's deer season." Like, I need to have an idea of what you think you're doing for me to feel comfortable with that open carry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like Texans, that's part of the culture.
Yeah.
And they all have their holsters.
Yeah, it's all holstered though. They're wearing them, they're holstered. They're not waving them around.
They're not brandishing.
Yeah.
And Kyle, that little fucking shit, was brandishing all over the goddamn place at mm-hmm. that thing. We've seen the pictures. So I do think that it was self-defense. Those people thought that he was an instigator and wanted to stop him and threatened him. And I get that. And he shot them because he feared for his life.
But he shouldn't have even been there.
He shouldn't have fucking been there. He shouldn't have.
If you were so afraid, you should have just stayed at home.
Yeah.
My husband did not let me go protest last summer. Mm. He did not want me getting hurt.
Yeah. Yep.
All the Christmas movies are loading on Netflix.
He is what I said to my friend who is like, this is a friend of mine who's a gun owner and an NRA member. And I said to her, he was a foolish boy who made foolish choices. And she was like, and choices have consequences. Like, she agreed as a strong gun advocate and gun lover. Like, she agreed with me
mm-hmm.
that like, he shouldn't have fucking been there. You should. And that's the thing that I feel bad about with our justice system is that like, there's not room for that part to be considered mm-hmm. to be like, why the fuck did you go there? What was your intent up to that point?
Right. I think that should be considered. I hope that someone on the jury does and
well
fucks up the vote.
The jury said that like they asked if there were lesser charges because he was charged with murder, right? And like they don't feel like they can, I think that they don't think that they can find him guilty of murder. And they were asking if there were lesser charges because like these people clearly agreed that he shouldn't have fucking been there.
Like having an illegal weapon or...
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. He should have been charged
taking with... Taking a weapon across state lines. He should have been charged with... Unregistered weapon across state lines. That sounds like a felony to me. He should have been
charged with brandishing and weapons charges.
Well, maybe he'll be charged with weapons charges next.
I fucking hope so. Because he shouldn't have been there and he shouldn't have had that.
Yeah.
All right.
I have a white woman I hate right now.
All right. Well, let's add her to the list.
Taylor Swift.
Oh.
I get it. I know she's like a brilliant songwriter. But girl,
mm-hmm.
she just re-released her Red album, which is 10 years old.
Does that feel like soon to you? Shouldn't you wait like 20 years or 25? Right.
Yeah.
Feels 10 seems a little soon.
But the majority of that album is about her 3-month relationship with Jake Gyllenhaal. And it includes a 10-minute rendition of, like, the song she specifically wrote about him and their breakup. And then she performed the 10-minute song on SNL this last weekend.
That seems long.
And she made a movie about it, like, it's a video. It's a music video, but it's so long they're calling it a film short.
Yeah.
Like, girl, she's been in a long-term relationship with someone since 2017. Like, focus on that shit. Like, why are you focusing on a relationship that went south that only lasted 3 months 10 years ago?
That seems weird.
So I had to Google her dating history because, you know, she became very notorious for dating and discarding men and then writing songs about it. I legit think the only person who got away with not having a song written about him was Tom Hiddleston. So her first victim, and I don't know, call him a victim because there's a pattern here. And I don't think it's the guys. Mm-hmm. But I know that there was something maybe slightly emotionally abusive about her and Jake's relationship. I don't know. I didn't really look into it. So if you all want to rake me over the coals or something for not supporting her, you can. I don't have all the facts. All right. So Joe Jonas, July to October 2008. All of her quote-unquote relationships are like 3 to 4 months long.
All right. Real quick. Babyface and I were 4 months long.
Yeah.
Alex and I were about that long.
Some guy named Lucas Till, March 09 to April 09. Girl, please. Taylor Lautner, Fall 2009. John Mayer, December 09 to February 10. Oh, she raked him over the coals, too.
Yeah, I was going to ask about
that. He was pretty pissed.
Yeah, I thought that one was
okay. She wrote a song called Dear John.
Mm.
And John complained in Rolling Stone. I never got an email. I never got a phone call. It was really caught off guard, and it really humiliated me. Well, okay, one, like, wah. Don't care, John. But still. Jake Gyllenhaal, October 10 to January 11. And that's, like, that's what this, what the Red, a bunch of songs on Red were allegedly inspired by Jake. Jake told her it wasn't working and broke out with him. Connor Kennedy, I'm assuming of the Kennedy line, because they were seen in Hyannisport, Massachusetts, and that's where the Kennedys have a compound. July 12 to October 12. So all these seem like summer romances. Harry Styles, November 12 to January 13. Calvin Harris, February 15 to May 16.
Isn't he like way
over a year?
Isn't he like way older?
Yeah.
Isn't he like weird?
Yeah. He's a music guy. He's
I know like who he is.
Country or something.
No, he's DJ. He's a DJ.
Oh, okay. I don't know who he is.
No, I totally do.
The breakup was deeply messy.
He's 37.
With Calvin low-key accusing Taylor of cheating in some song lyrics. And then Tom Hiddleston for a few months.
I mean, by the Red album, and by that time...
Now she's with Joe Alwyn since May 2017.
By that point in time... People who dated her should know what they were getting signed up for.
Correct. Like, she wrote songs about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, isn't Shake It Off about how everyone's like, girl, you're a femme fatale?
Mm-hmm. I think it's pronounced femme fatally.
Femme fatally. I just want to say, fuck this new layout on my iPhone internet as well.
Don't like that.
The websites are at the bottom now, too.
I don't like that.
Like, fuck that.
Don't like it.
Don't like it. So, Tadoff Switler. Yeah. Still, white girls with hate.
That's fine. Since we're starting off on the negative note, I'm going to talk about what a clusterfuck last Wednesday was. My Wednesday was fucked up. So, first of all, I had to get up super early for a hair appointment. And Candy threw a fucking shit fit being like, I needed to talk to you about the food for Friday. And I was like, we've discussed it more than once. And she was like, but I need to write it down. And I was like, I'll send it to you. And she was like, no, I can't have it like that. I need to write it down.
I'll text it to you and you can just rewrite it.
Like, I don't even know. We've gotten into this same fight a bunch of times lately. Like, I think that the psycho diet is starving her brain. And she's going crazy.
You do need a certain amount of sugar in your system for your brain to properly function.
Yeah. So I was feeling like emotional anyway. And she like fought with me for so long that I didn't get to put makeup on. So I drove all the way out to Ann Arbor for my hair appointment without makeup. And my hairstylist was like, you need to do something about your skin. Which fucking felt terrible. And then I drove all the way back home to put makeup on. And I had been avoiding this homework assignment for weeks, actually. I was about to say days, weeks. I'd been avoiding it for weeks, and it was due that day. That day on Wednesday, this big assignment was due that I'd been avoiding. So it is like 2 hours before I'm supposed to start work, and I'm like, I'm going into work, and I'm fucking finishing this assignment, and I am driving down Brand Road, and there is a sick kitten on the side of the road. And so I'm having multiple meltdowns at once. First off, I've always been like, my cats find me. And I had just adopted a cat 5 days earlier and was like, oh my God, I adopted the wrong cat. This cat was supposed to be my cat. And I adopted Snapdragon, and this was supposed to be my cat. And then I'm like, I can't just leave. Like, he smelled bad, Shannon. He had an infection and he smelled like infection, mm-hmm. right? And I'm like, this cat is sick enough that I can smell that he stinks and I can't just fucking leave him. So instead of doing my homework, I drive to the Humane Society, which is on the other side of the county from where I live. Oh, this was funny too. When I'm at the Humane Society, I was like, they go, you know, where did you find the cat? And I was like, on Brandon North Territorial. And they're like,
excuse me?
Dexter. Because they were checking to see if it was the correct county.
Right.
He was a sweet little boy too. I tied him up in a pillowcase and he just like laid down on my front seat and was chill. So yeah, I was having a panic attack about that. I finally get into work. And my friend who I talked about on the last episode, who was furious at me for telling some dickhead not to talk to her, was just like blowing up my phone being like, I'm fucking pissed at you, which, you know, whatever, you get to be. I even said that. I was like, you get to be mad. That's fine. But
you didn't tell her to change her feelings. Your feelings are wrong.
I said, you get to have
classic
your
feelings. Classic Cheryl.
I said, you get to have your feelings. And then I also said, there is no world where someone would say, I want to try to take advantage of your friend. And I would say, you should call them. There are zero. There are no worlds.
You should do that. I think they'd really love that.
There's no worlds where that would.
Love that journey for you.
I can't even see the world where someone would say, I want to try to take advantage of your friend. And I would be like, well, maybe don't do that, but they probably want to hear from you. Like, I also don't see that ever occurring.
Even if I told you I wanted to fuck up Scott real bad, you'd be like, dude, don't fucking mm-hmm. do that.
Yeah.
I know you low-key hate your husband, but he's actually a nice guy. Like, don't fuck him over like that.
Because here's the thing. Sometimes you float terrible ideas to your best friend, right?
Yeah. But you'd still be like, dude, no.
Right. Right. So I get into work and discover that I also have a group project due that day that we have not started. My group and I had not started. So I'm having like a 9 out of 10 meltdown, right? I adopted the wrong cat. I'm so far behind on my homework and I have a group project due today. And this friend is being like, I'm pissed at you. So I'm finally like, if you keep talking to me, I'm going to kill myself.
I know that's not funny, but like, no. I get it. You're just like, shut the fuck up.
I was having
I can do old geezer or baby. I can't do both. Like,
I do not feel proud of in that moment. I do not feel good that I pulled
that. Then
that
set her off, right?
No, as it should. That is a manipulative bullshit thing to say. That was a shitty thing to do. I just needed to set up why I said it. Because I was having a full-blown meltdown, and she's still being like, I'm so mad at you. And I'm like, I know you are. I should
don't care at this point. Have your feelings.
Have your feelings. Please, like, go on your feelings journey and
leave
me
out of it. Going to block you and turn you on in a month.
I didn't. I was like, we can talk about this tomorrow. And I still haven't heard from her, and I don't feel that terribly about it because I don't think I did anything wrong.
No, you didn't. I'm going to take advantage of your friend. Yes, please do that. Like, yeah. Who the fuck says that?
Literally nobody.
Ugh, suck a bag of dicks, everyone.
Everyone. Well, Danielle, my friend Danielle, who she has this rivalry with you in her head about who's my better friend. Oh. And she goes, why is Shannon so great every time I meet her? It makes this rivalry that I have in my head really difficult to maintain.
Oh, that's funny.
Because it was my birthday Friday. So you Woo! Saw her. You saw her on Friday. Danielle was there. And we had a little party at my parents' house. So, also terrible news. Much of my family did not come because my aunt has breakthrough COVID. She is vaccinated and she has it. And, you know, people say that it's a mild case as long as you don't go to the hospital. But, like, according to her, this is not a mild cold.
Like, yeah, she should go get treated.
She's knocked on her ass.
Yeah. My friend who has asthma was knocked on her ass and she had to go get that infusion thing. So.
Yeah.
Which means she probably would have died if she had gotten it in real life.
Right. I mean, that's what I've been thinking about my aunt.
Yeah.
Like, for her to be knocked on her ass this hard, she probably would be hospitalized if she weren't vaccinated. Mm-hmm. So it sucks. And yeah, a bunch of my family didn't get to come. So that sucked. COVID ruining literally everything since 2020.
Yeah, late 2019, whatever.
I mean, I meant like in the U.S., yeah. You know.
It was here in late 2019.
It was, but it wasn't ruining shit yet.
No one knew what it was. Yeah.
Right. It wasn't ruining everything yet.
So.
Yeah, fuck. So, but my party was fun.
Yes, it was delightful.
That was a fun little party.
Ate lots of food, played lots of games, drank lots of wine.
I do have to say, I was disappointed by how early so many people left. I was like, dinner and game night. And like more than half the party was like, just dinner. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah. I mean, I think everyone was wrapped up by 10, right?
Yeah.
Because we're old.
I'm not. I was ready to keep going. I was ready to keep playing.
Like, yeah.
One of my friends, and this like keeps breaking my heart when I think about it. One of my friends texted me and was like, I'm sorry your brother interrupts you so much. Joseph only does that when he's drunk. He was being drunk and having a good time, and I wasn't even mad about it. And I just hated that this person who was at my party perceived that as like Joseph being a dick to me.
I didn't even notice that.
He gets like that when he's drunk, and he also tries to tell people that I'm in love with them when he's drunk.
In love with him or in love with them?
That I'm in love with them.
Okay.
He said that to our Kyle on the call because I was excited that Kyle showed up. You know, Kyle from the opening that night was like, I was like, Kyle, I'm so happy to see you. Kyle, here you are. You're here in the thing and I missed you. And my brother was like, she's in love with you. Which, like, thank God Kyle wouldn't believe that, right? But I was like, Jesus Christ, Joseph. And then he also did that when we were in Disney to that manager who was clearly gay by how tight his pants were. Like, Joe gets drunk and starts telling men that I'm in love with them.
I love it. I'm here for it.
So, but he thought he was being funny or whatever and being ridiculous. And, yeah, I hate that person saw that way because I didn't. You didn't see it that way.
No.
I didn't. I was like, Joe's being drunk and he's in that way. I was like, good thing there's no men here because Joseph would be telling them that I'm in love. And then,
good thing all the men here are just Scott.
Right.
And my cousin Rudy.
Oh my God. While Rudy was talking to people, I was like, I warned nobody. I warned not a single person that Rudy was schizophrenic and just threw him into the party and let him talk to people.
Yeah, I don't think he had any weird conversations. I don't know.
He did.
Oh, did
I noticed
he?
A couple. Yeah, okay. I noticed a couple of them. And I noticed my friend's body language as being like, what is happening right now? I was like, I warned literally no one. And they just get to. I actually said that to someone. I was like, I realized that I didn't warn anybody. My cousin was schizophrenic. And they go, yeah, I noticed.
I didn't get to have a good talk with him, probably because I'm old news. Like.
Well, I mean, and here's the other thing is that like when it is a mixed party or like a family party, we sort of know like people have to jump in with him. Like people have, you have to tap in and tap out, you know, like that's kind of what you got to keep him, you know, chatting and doing whatever and keep him engaged so that he doesn't end up, you know, spiraling into something weird. And we sort of like this person comes and talks to him and that person, you know, like, but they're literally he and my aunt were the only family members who came because my brother and Zelda, because everybody else was sick or quarantining from being sick, mm-hmm. you know? So like, there wasn't family to chat with him. So he was just like going up to people he didn't know.
He's like, hey, yo,
I am almost a kung fu master now. And people being like, mm-hmm. What?
I missed that.
Oh, yeah. No.
I wish I'd heard a conversation.
I love him.
I do like him. We should go visit him.
We absolutely should. I've been saying that I wanted to take him to one There's of the that metaphysical
Valhalla.
Stores.
We could go to that Valhalla place.
He shouldn't drink too much, though.
No. We go visit Rudy, yeah. And then you and I go to the Valhalla place and meet up with Bob again.
I love that idea. So, yeah, that was my fun little birthday party, though. It was
delightful. A lot of my shirt designs got picked and my sayings.
Yeah, you were. I love TKO.
I was on top of it.
I'm so sad that the game crapped out at that one point because I'm pretty sure Fold in the Cheese was about to win.
Yeah.
That
I think so too.
Was incredible. Did you do both of those? Did you do the design and the slogan for that?
Yeah, I did the design. And then that round, I did all Schitt's Creek quotes.
Because I had also done Fold in the Cheese for that round. And I was like,
that's hilarious.
Shannon's design and my quote, that's hilarious.
Maybe it was. Maybe it was one of each. Because I don't think they would have matched two and two, right?
Yeah, I don't think they would have either.
So
yeah, that was very delightful and funny. I was sure you had drawn it and I thought it was my slogan. And I was like, how did this happen? It's perfect. And then the thing was kind of crapping out. So
yeah. Joseph's balls were good.
Yeah. Oh, do you happen to remember, because the game crapped out at the end, it was F-G-O, and you were supposed to come up with a saying for the acronym.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Mine was amazing. It was fucking go off.
Fucking go off.
And I was like, this should be a thing already. Fucking go off.
Yeah, I don't know what I did. I did something dumb, because I couldn't think of anything good.
Okay, but fucking go off should be a thing.
Sure.
Fucking go off.
Operation Christmas Drop was cute.
We have the Netflix is just going through things to show us right now. Ooh. Well,
there was that Christmas one. I was like, Brooke Shields. And is that Cary Elwes? But he looks really weird.
He does look weird. His plastic
and
surgery is
him.
Weird.
Yeah. He's trying to smolder, but it looks evil. So he kind of looks like Goblin.
Yeah. You guys. Britney is free.
Britney's free, bitches.
Britney is free.
Proved by her Instagram feed. Go check that shit out.
People are already shitting on her.
Of course they are.
So I have to go on a little Maggie rant about this.
I can't. I really do hope she'll like move to Montana and have 8 babies and never are heard from again.
There is absolutely nothing she could do that could convince me that she should have been put in the conservatorship. Right? There is like. If she goes and blows all of her money, if she acts like a fucking weirdo, if she sluts it up, like there is nothing she can do where I would be like, yeah, that conservatorship was the right thing.
No, she's been in an abusive, traumatizing relationship with her family her whole life.
Right.
Of course she's going to go fucking nuts now.
She is.
Not mentally fucking nuts, just like fucking off the rails.
Impulsive. She's just going to be impulsive.
Yeah. Because
I am,
she can.
Right. I am 39.
I'm Britney, bitch.
Which means she's about to turn 40. She is about to turn 40 and has just gotten control over her adult life for the first time. She's going to struggle with that shit, you guys.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
She doesn't have any life skills to manage herself?
No.
Maybe her lawyer should enroll her in a class.
I don't know, but like,
does she have a good boyfriend?
Yeah, he seems, I think they got engaged. He seems pretty nice.
He should,
but like, I don't like,
help her manage that shit.
Somebody, I mean, yeah, but like, also she might not want it. She
in
might
a
not
loving
want help.
Way.
She might not
way.
Want that help. She might want to be like, I want to fuck this up on my own. She's also like fairly undereducated and from the deep South, you know, like that girl don't have a lot of skills. And she gets to do whatever the fuck...
She's been a performer her whole life. She's on the fucking Mickey Mouse Club as a 10-year-old.
She gets to do whatever the fuck she wants.
Yeah.
And let me repeat that one more time because it's important. Britney Spears gets to do whatever the fuck she wants.
And everyone can suck a bag of dicks.
Yeah. You either support her or you leave her alone. Oh, but also very important, remember, friends and family. The paparazzi is going after her again because it's very exciting. Don't buy shit with Britney on it. Don't monetarily support that.
Yeah, just subscribe to her Instagram feed because that's full of enough beautiful things.
Yeah. Yep. There's
some great nudes on there right now.
Yeah. Good for her. Fucking good for her. Mm-hmm. Go be a fuck up, Britney Spears. Go mess up your life in your own way and do it fully and delightfully.
And she already put today's Instagram was like, I think about having more kids. And I was like, yes, queen.
Yeah.
You go have 8 babies in 2 years. Do it.
Yes. That's all she ever wanted, really.
Yeah.
She just wanted a huge family.
And someone to love.
Yeah.
That's all most of us want.
Go do it. Go do it. Also, waiting for Impact got interesting.
Update us.
Yeah, it wasn't just a 5-minute conversation. It was slightly more complicated than that. So they had a name. They had a name before that, and I already forgot what it was. And then they meet Michael Bivins, and he's like, I like the movie Sudden Impact. You're going to be Sudden Impact now. And then when Michael Bivins started Biv 10, his own label, he was like, I'm poaching you from the other label you're on. I want you to stay with me. I'm going to produce you and you're going to be on my label instead of like whatever major label he had signed them to before. And so we're also going to change your name and you lose all your songs that you did, but it's fine. So that was when they became White Guys.
They couldn't be New Kids on the Block too?
Right. No. And then
White Guys.
Biv 10 collapsed and they were signed to another different record company like that boy because they knew Boys to Men. They'd been on in their video. They'd done One for All for One together. So the Boys to Men was like, yeah, we'll help you. And then that record label also collapsed. So like they actually did. It wasn't just like Michael Bivins being like, yeah, this is the next big thing. And then not doing anything with them. It actually is a complicated and weird and fucking interesting story, which I was not expecting.
So what have they been doing since 1990?
All of that whole story that I just told you took 10 years.
Hmm.
Like it is late 90s at this point. It was like 1989 to 1999 that they're flipping record labels and stuff. And the lead singer actually did put out a solo album that like charted at some point. His name is Aaron Kane. So like he did okay. He got a few, you know, he's like, I got a few, you know, a little bit of money, bought a house. Like it wasn't a ton. I never went platinum, but like I made some money off of that. And now he produces records and he's like, and I love this. This is what I've done for my entire adult life. And I love being in the recording studio and I love helping people. And I was like, what the fuck? This is amazing.
That is delightful.
I did not. But now Dave Holmes is digging in and trying to find the other band members and asking them about stuff. So this like last two part has just been the lead singer telling the story. Also, Michael Bivins won't talk to Dave Holmes. But he was like, I've been trying to get in touch with him. He's like, and I get it. It seems like I might be setting him up to be the villain of this, but I don't think that about him at all. Like, I just think that
I just want the story. Yeah. It's just an interesting story.
That's exactly what he was saying. I'm like, and he goes, and everybody I've interviewed, you guys have heard this. Everybody I've interviewed does not regret it at all.
Mm-hmm.
Even the people who didn't hit it big don't regret how things happened. Like everybody who worked with Michael Bivins loves him and thinks he's an amazing person. So like, I'm not trying to set him up that
he's like, I just want to fucking interview Michael Bivins. Hello.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah. Bell, Biv to Bell. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Now you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, maybe his people will listen to that and be like, hey man, you should do this.
I think that the story might be finished, I'm guessing. But wouldn't that be nice? I mean, what if he did finish the little story and then they hear it and then he gets to go back and bring in Michael Bivins at the end and be like, here it is. Mm-hmm. Here is the crowning jewel. That would be fucking sweet.
So the lead singer hasn't kept in touch with any of the other band members?
No, he has. That's how but there's one guy who was, they were like, I can't even remember, Todd or Chad, some white boy name. And he
lame.
And nobody could, they were like, and that one was Todd. No, and then he finally gets a last name and it's like Smith or Johnson, where he's like, great. So there's one who, you know, Dave Holmes has set up that he's the one that has to track him down. But like one of them, and they're still super close. So yeah, he's going to go interview the other band members now.
Fun.
Yeah, I've been super fucking enjoying this ride. 90s.
How was Joey McIntyre?
Oh my God. You have to listen to that episode. Yeah. Like, just go listen to that part. Because he had a lot of great things to say. A lot of interesting things to say. A lot of interesting insight. I think you'll love that. I think you should listen to that.
Mm-hmm. He tends not to be... I've heard him on a few other podcasts when comedians have him on. He's not very funny.
He's not, but...
So...
But what did Dave Holmes want him for?
In entertainment stuff. So that should be a good interview.
He wanted... Yes, and Dave Holmes wanted insight into the music scene in the 90s.
Mm-hmm. Which Joey was in the middle of.
He had a lot of things to say. Yep. It was fucking interesting. You were right. He's not a very funny guy, but he did a great job with that. So since we're talking about sudden impact, tell me what you've been watching, listening to, what other content, has been going on?
Still slowly working my way. Rewatch of Loki.
Mm-hmm.
Still currently obsessed with Måneskin.
Mm-hmm.
I did my Taylor Swift story. Oh, I joined a Baby Yoda for World Domination holiday card exchange.
Yeah.
And you and I have done, we do Reddit exchanges all the time.
Yeah.
Actually, I haven't done a Reddit gift exchange in forever because I had to take myself off the list.
Real quick though.
Reddit
gifts this Christmas, uh-huh. This exchange is the last one ever.
What?
Yeah. Reddit gifts is shutting down and they're not doing Reddit exchanges anymore.
Really?
This Christmas one is the last one ever.
How come?
Just didn't want to do it anymore. Too much effort, too much whatever.
Aw, that's sad.
So you should consider.
I have to do it.
You have to, yeah, think about it. Do it.
I'm just like, for sure max out that credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I might have to do that.
I think you should. Anyway, those Reddit ones,
you get matched with like one person.
Yeah, even
like,
if you do the card exchange, right? Like even if you do Christmas cards, right? Yep. You send one person a Christmas card
and you get a Christmas card from someone else.
Yeah, so that's what you're doing.
Yep, that's what I'm doing.
That's what you're doing in this Baby Yoda group.
Yep. We get the list. Everyone, I have the list. There's 36 people on the list. Here it is. And I was like, "Oh, well that's weird."
You just pick a random person?
Why would you give everyone a whole list of 36 people? Do I just send the card to the person ahead of me?
Yeah, how do you find your person?
Like, how do I know which person to send it to? So instead of asking, I'm like, okay, well, let me look in the group and see where the instructions are.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You send it to everyone.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That's 38 credits, Christmas cards I was not planning on sending.
That's too many.
I was like, one. Like, I thought I was doing one.
That's too many cards.
So many cards. I'm so glad I just ordered another round of postcards. But, like, I wasn't planning on that. So, Shannon done fucked up. That's too much. Like, they should just be like, okay, here's the list. The first person sends to the second person. The second person sends to the third person. And the person at the bottom sends to the top.
Yeah, that is what they should have done.
Like, that should have been it.
That should have been it. I can't
now
believe.
I'm getting 35
I didn't
baby
even think of that part.
Yoda,
oh my God.
Christmas cards.
I only thought of the part where you have to spend 38 times as much money as you thought you were going to. I did not think about all the mail you're receiving.
All the mail I'm getting.
Oh
now.
My God.
All the mail. I'm getting more Christmas cards from this group than I am from my family.
Yeah.
In a normal year. Oops.
Yeah. That's the thing you did.
Yeah. So that's about it. I mean, I think that's about it. I don't know. It's only been a week.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't. Done.
Well,
I
we both watched Red Notice.
Oh, yes. We went to the theater and saw Red Notice.
Yeah.
Last Friday.
Fun.
And then it came out. Oh, wait, no. We went out to. So the last episode we recorded. Mm-hmm. We saw it that week. Mm-hmm. And then it came out this last week. Anyway, regardless, we saw it in the theater. I was like, oh my God, I think this is Netflix's first theater release. Mm-hmm. And I had no clue it was going to be out in the theater. And I took my mom and Nina and Catherine, and then we watched it on Netflix this last week. So wonderful. Catherine loves it. She loves The Rock.
Yeah.
Because she loves Jumanji.
Yeah.
So she will watch anything with The Rock in it. And I love Ryan Reynolds, so I'll watch anything with Ryan Reynolds in it, as everyone should. Oh, even Paper Man. So I love Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, for sure.
I've been watching Real Quick Love on the Spectrum, season 2.
Cute. Have you watched Big Mouth, the new season?
No, I need to.
Yeah, about No Not November.
And We're Here, season 2 on HBO.
God, I love those queens.
I love the queens.
I love those queens. Yep. Eureka has really stopped being as obnoxious and really come into her own, and I think it's because of that show.
Yeah.
Like that she's really grown in a way that mm-hmm. I enjoy her now, and I didn't used to.
Yeah, so because We're Here, season 2 was filmed during the first half of 2021 or late 2020, after people could go back into production, it has more of a Queer Eye feel, mm-hmm. where they're meeting their drag babies more one-on-one, yeah. meeting with their families more one-on-one. They're not doing like the huge parades through town, right. and meeting with the town folk just because of germs. So
right.
But it's still delightful. They still do the show. Mm-hmm. At the end, they're doing them outside.
Cute.
So they've been renting homes on land and property where they can set up a production crew. Mm-hmm. So, like, the second one was at, like, this huge plantation home in the South. It was just delightful. And this other one is at, like, on the property of like this really extravagant gay couple in town. So they just happen to have a huge mansion with lots of land. So, lots of eccentric details in their home, but yeah, so cute. It's cute. Good time.
I watched 2 HBO shows.
Does that look scary? Elves.
It does look scary. The writing.
Series Elves, but it looks Yule. And like solstice and Christmassy tied in.
Hmm. All right. We'll have to look it up and figure out what it is. I've watched Love Life season 2 on HBO.
With Chidi Anna Kendrick?
With literally Chidi Anna Kendrick. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I fucking love Anna Kendrick. Everybody knows this about me anyway. And then, you know, second season is William Jackson Harper. I talked about it last week that, like, you know, they deal a lot with more, obviously, because he's black. They deal with race stuff and, like, you know, racism and dating. And, you know, yeah, it's good. It's a really, really, I enjoy that show. I would recommend both seasons. They have a very different feel from each other, as they should, because the first main character is Anna Kendrick and the second main character is William Jackson Harper. So the show shouldn't have the same vibe the whole way through, because that would be weird. And then I also have been watching The Nevers, which has been good.
What's that about?
It's kind of like Victorian age, and it's an orphanage of girls, you know, kind of tween teen age, who all have magic things, right? And they call them the Unspeakables. No, I don't remember what they call them, actually. Somebody's screaming it at the thing right now who's watched it. I can't remember what they're called. But they all have, like, magical powers or can do certain things. One of them is very tall and, like, you know, one of them turns things to, I can't remember if it's ice or glass. Ice or glass, you know.
Both are clear.
Both are clear. And
both are smooth.
And smooth. And I can't tell from the television from where I'm sitting if it's cold or not. Right. But it's all like these girls who have magical powers and society wants them gone. Right. Because mm-hmm. they are a threat. You know, it's your basic X-Men, but taking place in Victorian England.
Yeah, you are different. We must annihilate you.
There it is. Yep. Yep. But there really is one who's bad. So there's the Magneto one whose name is Malady. Who really does want to kill the people. So, you know, yeah, it's good. I well, got into it and then realized it was coming out weekly and forgot about it and went back to it. And it's enjoyable. Mm,
I still need to go back and finish off Only Murder in the Buildings.
Only Murders in the... You do need to go finish
Only Murders. I forgot they're only just over half an hour in my head. It felt more intense, like a 45-minute commitment.
It's not.
No, they're not. I get it. That's why I just got to do it.
That's why... few weeks ago I was like, we should just watch the next episode, because then I'm like, it's 20 minutes, and you were like, no, and
I'm
I was like
nah,
yeah, 20 minutes. Oh, I also, you know, a lot came on to Disney Plus.
Disney Day,
which is my birthday.
Shang-Chi was delightful.
Okay, I was just about to bring that up. I watched that. It was so cute. Yeah. He was charming. He made a great protagonist. Mm-hmm. I love Awkwafina and everything. I actually also on HBO Max, I've been watching Awkwafina as Nora from Queens. So
how do you like that?
I don't. I take it as a personal attack.
because
she's a loser who lives with her parents and is a fuck up at life. Like, how dare you?
I've watched two or three of them, and I really want to like it, but I'm like, like, you know, when you cross the line, you're like, oh, I took one step too far.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she's consistently doing that in her show, and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, I
like
get that.
Did you need to do that? Do you need to be naked in your car?
Right.
Like, you know, I don't know.
I get
you
where
get
you
get it. You get it.
I get it.
You get it. You got it.
Yeah, I do, and I'm good. And then there was one other thing I was thinking of. Enchanted finally dropped on Disney Plus. I was pissed that it wasn't on there already. I fucking love that movie. So yeah, they finally put that on Disney Plus, and I watched it because I love.
Is that that new Cinderella one, or is that that old one?
No, it's 15 years old ish.
Yeah,
and with Amy Adams and Patrick Dempsey, and Idina Menzel.
Yes,
which I bring up all the time that lucky bitch got to play two Disney princesses.
I know. That never gets down. Actually, that doesn't happen in Marvel. Once you get a character in Marvel, you're it for life.
Yeah, but she is Nancy and Elsa.
I see.
She's Nancy and Enchanted. And she is.
Well, I guess what's his face is Thanos and another guy in Deadpool. And technically, that's Marvel now, too.
I guess that's true. It was always Marvel, but it wasn't always confirmed MCU.
Correct.
They didn't just buy. X-Men.
They did, actually.
I mean, but no.
Disney did just buy X-Men.
No, they bought Marvel, and Marvel has always owned X-Men was what I was trying to get at.
Right. Well, but Fox owned X-Men.
Right.
Marvel didn't own X-Men because they sold it to Fox. But now Disney owns Fox. So.
Marvel was never a thing. Like they weren't a production company.
Correct. They weren't a production. Yes. They were a failing production company.
They weren't a production company.
Yes.
They weren't like Fox or Disney. Correct. I'm just saying that. Okay.
No.
Okay. We're saying the same thing in different ways, I think.
Okay. Sanderson sisters are getting another movie. Did you see that?
I did.
What are your feelings on that?
My feelings are don't mess with something iconic. I don't think you can do it justice.
I think they're just going to rehit. It's going to be like a remake. I don't think it's going to move the story forward at all.
Is there a story to move forward at all?
No, they fucking died.
I'm aware.
The candle burnt out and they died. They don't get to come back.
They're supposed to like have not aged. So how are you going to make them look like they did 25 years ago?
Right.
Like those witches were the same age for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
I don't understand how they're doing this, where they're taking this. I don't have faith that it's going to be good.
Messing with shit.
The reason they dropped Enchanted finally was because they are making a Disney Plus exclusive Disenchanted, which is the sequel to Enchanted. Things I didn't ever need. Yeah, stop messing with shit.
Jesus. I knocked my glasses on the microphone.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
I hope you all enjoyed that sound.
Everyone heard that. Boom. Thunk.
Thunk. Ka-chunk.
Ka-chunk. Christmas movie season. Oh, we started last night. We watched a bunch of TV Christmas episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So we did Community, Abed, Motion Stop Animation episode. And then we did Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Yippee-Ki-Yak, Mother Buckets.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did Slapsgiving 2 mm-hmm. for How I Met Your Mother.
Uh-huh.
So
isn't that one Revenge of the Slap?
It is Revenge of the Slap.
Are you impressed that I remember that?
I am. Rolling shits in it, so Catherine was delighted. So, yeah, Anina and I were like, it's ready for Christmas movies.
Yep, it's Christmas movie season.
It was kind of late when we started that last night, so we're like, oh, we'll just watch a few TV episodes.
That's good.
Oh, we start Schitt's Creek Christmas episode. That's what kicked it off.
Mm.
So we watched the Schitt's Creek Christmas episode. I was like, oh, let's just watch a bunch of TV Christmas episodes.
You know what? One of my favorite TV Christmas episodes of all time.
Yes, tell me, because that Brooklyn Nine-Nine one is one of mine.
Pinky and the Brain Christmas.
Oh, yeah? Pinky and the Brain Christmas?
I'll
have to look it up.
So good. Like, I love it. It's so good. Right? You know how Brain says, Pinky, are you pondering what I'm pondering? Right?
Mm-hmm. He's like, yes, Brain.
Right. So I think so, Brian. But so they're looking for an elves, you know, North Pole, right? It's like North Pole, elves wanted, apply North Pole. And so Brain says, Pinky, are you pondering what I'm pondering? And he goes, I think so, Brian, but apply North Pole to what? Right, which I love. And then Brain says, no, the elves, Pinky. And Pinky goes, apply North Pole to the elves? I just love it. It's so stupid. It's so dumb. And then, like, they try to make a getaway, and they go into Barbie's go-go van, and it doesn't drive. And Brain says, quick, Pinky, look under the hood. What's there? And Pinky looks, and he goes, lipstick. Like, it's so stupid, and I love it.
I love it.
That's cute. Pinky and the Brain Christmas is one of my all-time favorite Pinky and the Brain episodes ever. And it's one of my favorite Christmas specials.
I'll have to find it.
It's on Hulu.
Oh, I already watched The Holiday.
Uh-huh.
Folding Laundry.
Yep.
It's a good one.
Yep. Mm-mm. Are we ready to wrap it up?
I think
got
we're
anything
ready
else to
up.
Say?
No.
All right. Good. Let's pull up some internet things of the week first.
Mm-hmm. It's episode 299.
I know it is. You guys.
What are we going to do next week?
What are we going to do next week for 300? We need to know.
I'll be Thanksgiving week next week, too.
Are we even
meeting? Slapsgiving.
Are we meeting?
Should we? Do you want to?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
All right. This is in the Avengers group chat.
Okay. Avengers group chat.
Right. So it's got Captain America's picture. It says, this is weird, but a villain has taken hostages and says she'll only negotiate with the sexiest man alive. I guess I should do it. And then it's got Hawkeye. No, that's Thor. And then Thor says, nay, I have been bested for this title by the man of ants. And then Clint says, Scott is the sexiest man alive. And then Scott jumps in and says, obviously, let me just go grab a pack of cards so I can impress her with some close-up magic.
Oh my god, I love that so hard.
And then we've got one last one with Captain America saying, how is close-up magic guy sexier than me? Have people seen me?
He did win a few years ago. Half the Avengers have won sexiest man alive.
Yeah, but it was
I
laughed very hard.
That was delightful. Yes. So Paul Rudd, if you missed it, which I hope you didn't, because it's literally been all over the news, because mm-hmm. everyone, not everyone's making fun of him, but everyone loves Paul Rudd.
Mm-hmm.
So people have just been running with it.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds is talking about him in his TV interviews instead of his movie Red Notice. Everyone's talking about it. So Paul Rudd, People Magazine's 2021 Sexiest Man Alive. Well deserved and earned.
Mm-hmm. Way to go, Paul Rudd.
Way to go, Paul, who never ages.
Never ages. All right. Other internet thing of the week says, A woman posting sexy pictures doesn't mean she's easy or looking for sex. I have friends who post Bible quotes that are dick-eating monsters.
Hashtag truth.
Very truth. Yeah. All right, you guys, you can find us on all of your favorite places to listen to podcasts, right? All of those podcast places. Find us there and listen to us. Also, rate and review us on iTunes. These bitches only do, and they all they do is complain. They only complain about shit.
Five stars.
Five stars. They
love their new bit, White Men We Hate. Five stars.
Yeah.
You might have to get creative with that one because it could get flagged as hate speech.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no. They love to trash talk white men. Five stars. Feminazi bitches. Five stars.
Feminazi bitches. Five
Feminazi,
stars.
Feminazi bitches. And then you can also find our Facebook. Let us know what you want for the 300th episode because we would love to know for that. And you can also interact with me on Twitter. I am Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And this has been episode 299.
299.
Of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye. Bye. Christmas Carol. Christmas Carol.